Do I or don't I watch this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? I may be one of the few people in America for whom this is an emotionally fraught question. I've seen every parade live and in person since I was born, and I was born an increasingly long time ago. Let me put it this way. When those giant balloons marched past our apartment window during my first parade, I was 5 months old and the parade only 29. This year it's 95. You do the math. Mickey Mouse, Superman, and Donald Duck were the stars of the show back then. Popeye, Bullwinkle, and Underdog were yet to make their way through Manhattan's canyons. Snoopy, Kermit the Frog, Ronald McDonald, and Barney weren't even a glimmer in someone's eye. Not to harp on my age, but you know you're not a kid anymore, not that I remained under any illusion that I was, when you don't even recognize some of the balloons, let alone the celebrities on the floats. This year's balloons include Luz from the Owl House and Eep and Bear Owl. And the celebrities, Natasha Bedingfield and NCT 127. I have no idea who they are either. The reason I won't be watching the parade in person is because my mother passed away this year, and with her the apartment overlooking the parade route. When the average person seeks to buy or rent an apartment, they're concerned about things like size, amenities, ceiling heights. My mother's non-negotiable demand was that her home always be on the route of Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Interest in the parade ebbed and flowed depending on my age and eventually those of my children, as well as siblings, friends, and relatives who crowded by the fifth floor windows to view the floats and marching bands. I never considered sleeping in, not even during the counterculture 60s when I was an adolescent and I assume must have cast an age and era appropriate jaundiced eye on the orgy of branding and promotional opportunities that marks the event's genius. Also, it was a question of responsibility and history. The parade served as a through line for our family's story. Ironically, my mother rarely watched the parade. She was a night person, and 9 a.m. constituted the crack of dawn. Also, she refused to greet guests without her makeup on. The parade reclaimed some of its relevance starting in the 80s when I invented a game. I believe it was me, and even if it wasn't, I'm taking full credit for it, where several of us would lean out the window and fiercely scream the name of a passing celebrity, hoping to attract his or her attention in a wave. In this way, we secured recognition from the likes of Diana Ross, Jimmy Fallon, Placido Domingo, Kristen Chenoweth, Tony Bennett, Rudy Giuliani, former Yankees manager Joe Torre, Florence Henderson, Sherry Lewis of Lamb Chop fame, and one of my proudest gets, Miss USA 2006, Tara Conner. I'd done a phone interview with the beauty pageant winner about her excitement over being in the parade and exacted a promise to look up and wave when she passed under our window, and she did. If Miss Conner's name rings a bell, it's perhaps because she became mired in controversy shortly after passing through Herald Square. Look up the nature of her indiscretions if you like. However, Donald Trump, the pageant's owner, nobly allowed her to retain her title. Come to think of it, why hasn't Donald Trump, over all these years of being the prototypical New York celebrity, never appeared in the parade? My wife thinks it's fear over the havoc the wind would reap on his hair. I even read there's a petition afoot to include the Trump baby balloon in the parade, but that's not going to happen. Macy's isn't going to do anything to alienate even a single holiday shopper. I'll be upstate for this year's parade. I can't say I'm disappointed. 6 decades was a pretty good run. Also, celebrating Thanksgiving in the country and nature feels somehow more appropriate, more in keeping with the history and spirit of the holiday. My recollection is that Thanksgiving started with the Pilgrims inviting their Native American neighbors to join them as a way of giving thanks for a good harvest. My daughter Gracie and her boyfriend Henry, both professional chefs, will update the Pilgrims' feast by roasting a pasture-raised turkey with sage, onion, dried cherries, celery, and white wine stuffing. There's also cranberry compote, biscuits with honey butter, an endive, escarole, radicchio, and buttermilk salad, and 5 desserts. I'm also anticipating a walk in the woods, hunting season notwithstanding. I suspect I won't be able to resist turning on the parade and will undoubtedly grow wistful as it passes below our former windows. But not overly so. Nothing lasts forever. And among the many reasons to offer thanks on this day will be to have lived in a society stable and serendipitous enough across the decades that you could build an appetite for the annual feast, accompanied by balloons the size of buildings and by shouting out your lungs at passing stars.